Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Out of the gate, 9:28 in the morning. Good to have you with us on a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend and enjoyed your time. Hope you got out to the Wichita Open. Boy, the returns that I'm getting on it were pretty good. Great golf, generally good weather, good
really,
time.
Really good weather. That's
just,
what saved the day.
Yeah, so looked like it was, if you were even a casual golf fan, four really, really good days out at Crestview. Our congratulations to Roy Turner and his staff and his incredibly hardworking crew that really bust their tails about 300 and, you know, every day. Well, how about every day of the year?
Pretty much
to make this thing. To make this thing bigger and better every single season. And the fact that they're able to do it and do it so gracefully is a great testimony to their work ethic and really the way they think about things in a proactive way. But it also helps to have a really competitive golf tournament, Shane. And that's what we had all weekend.
Yeah, and I don't know who Roy made a deal with to keep it from raining yesterday. But you can't imagine what the radar looked like about an hour into the final groups going off. It looked like it was going to not only pour, but, I mean, I don't know how it didn't. But the fact that it didn't and a little bit of a north wind kept things not only comfortable but a little bit cool somehow.
Wow.
On the final day, yeah. And so because of that, and it rained the night before, so the greens were a little more receptive than they normally would be, and three guys finished at 14 under. Brady Schnell, kid, no, he's not a kid, 33-year-old, former Nebraska Cornhusker. He finished in a tie with Brandon Hagee and Scott Pinckney, so they played 18 again, all three of them. Scott Pinckney settled for par, and Hagee and Schnell both birdied. So those two went back and played 18 again. Basically had the identical putts that they both knocked in for birdie the previous hole. Hagee missed his. Schnell made his. So the cool part about that was, is you know that you got that party on 17, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they follow the final group up the fairway. And as they get closer to the big giant scoreboard in the right rough, you see that we got an opportunity for a playoff. So everybody just lines the 18th fairway and they stay there until it's done. And so
yeah, it's big time.
By
man.
The end, yeah, you're standing five deep behind the ropes on the beyond the left rough on the edge of the 18th fairway. So yeah, it was the people at the Wichita Open couldn't have asked for a better ending for sure. And the All four days, really, the weather. It never got hot. It never rained during the tournament. And, you know, that north wind, as we talked about late last week, and that first round made it tough. But every other round after that, it was more scoring conditions that were more favorable. But you know what? The one thing I came away with from that tournament and watching most of all 4 days and following groups the last 2 days, these guys don't really concern themselves with hitting the ball in the fairway. And not that they're trying to miss fairways, and I don't want to, you know, don't misunderstand me, but they bomb it down there so far that as long as they don't hit it OB, they've got it, and you can scramble a little bit. Your second shot's way more important than your first shot for these guys because they hit it so far. There were a couple of guys that had 400-yard drives, Bruce.
One guy, 400?
Yeah, one guy out of Texas A&M, his name was Cameron Champ, followed him yesterday. On number, I think it was one, he had a 420-yard drive on number one.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and not that they're regularly hitting it that far, but 355, 360, not out of the realm of possibility.
No.
Not at all.
No.
And let's say you're in the first cut of rough. So what? You didn't make it to the fairway. Now you got a really a wedge in to almost every hole, unless it's a par five.
Yeah, you can't spin it at quite the same rate, but your loft can take care of that. Yep. I mean, you know, when you're hitting a lofted club, you can stop it just on the trajectory of the way the ball is coming down.
And so, at the very least, you can get up and down for par. Yeah. But if you end up staying in the fairway, you can go pin seeking. And there was no wind to speak of this weekend, so they didn't have to worry about that. It rained overnight, I think at least twice. So with that in mind, you just go throwing darts, and that's what they did. And in any other city besides Wichita, where Wichita, normally you have to deal with a really brisk south wind, and you have to deal with that. They didn't have to deal with that. And I'm telling you, hitting fairways to these guys nowadays is overrated. But on the other hand, guys that do value hitting the ball in the fairway and hitting greens, like guys that you'll be covering this weekend, I'm fascinated to hear some of the guys that you'll be looking at. What, the Senior Open or the out there?
Senior Open at Broadmoor.
Broadmoor, yeah.
Down tomorrow for practice rounds. Going to chat with John Smoltz, amongst others. And then it gets going in earnest on Thursday. So Thursday through the weekend, down there, it should be, this is my third Senior Open that I'll have covered. So, I'm looking forward to it. The seniors in particular are a group, golfers in general are, might be the best. I'm going to be careful here because NASCAR guys are really, really accessible generally, too. Uh-huh. I mean, really accessible and get it and are available and make time for you. And you may get a golfer every now and then that's on his way to go work on something or whatever the case may be, but 9.5 times out of 10, they're going to hang with you and they're going to answer pretty intelligently, if you can ask intelligent questions, anything that you've got for them, which I really appreciate. And the seniors are even a step better than the regular tour because they've been around the block a few times. They get it. They're very competitive, but they're not quite like they might have been at the day. I shouldn't say that. Bernhard Langer is no change whatsoever, but you get my point. Mm-hmm. And so they're really fun to kind of pick their brains and to talk. They'll talk. You know, they'll give you stories and all sorts of things. So it's a fun, really fun event. You get a lot of tread off the tires because you're walking, as you know.
Oh, gosh.
You're all over the golf course, but it's really fun to follow these guys. And, you know, and you see them all. I mean, couples, Davis, Love. I mean, anybody over 50, that's worth a damn is playing in this.
I'm not sure that I would go as far as if I were in your shoes that I would take more pleasure or satisfaction in covering a Senior Open as opposed to the guys on the regular tour, just because a lot of these guys' stories have already been written and you can draw upon that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got these up-and-comers on the PGA Tour that it's, all right, we kind of have to introduce everybody to these particular guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be out there talking to Colin Montgomery or Bernhard Langer or Kenny Perry or Rocco Mediate, guys that everybody in the golf world has heard of, in addition to guys like John Smoltz or whoever has tried to qualify and has qualified that just simply because of their age and they went to a qualifier and made it. Besides those cool stories, you know, you can always talk to Corey Pavin or Vijay Singh or, you know, watch the very end of Steve Stricker's tournament that he had yesterday up in Madison, Wisconsin, where, hey, those senior tournaments, and besides them only playing three rounds instead of four, it's like a who's who. It's like, yeah, I remember him. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know every guy.
Every one of them. Yeah.
And I will say this, that the thing that I like about the seniors is And there's still a few guys that you probably dislike, or that maybe you're not quite as chummy mm-hmm. with. I get that. That probably never goes away. But by and large, even during the tournament, you see the camaraderie and the shared commonality of the experience that these guys all have. So you see a John Cook, or whatever the case may be, pulling for someone, even at his own expense. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's not as much, you're not as drawn into your own game unless you're at the top of the leaderboard, and you're not quite as concerned about it. There's just a little bit more, fellowship, and it's a little bit more, and it's more blatant and overt on the golf course than normally. You guys are joking lot with each other, and they've got a good sense of humor, and they're not, you know, I mean, if someone makes a bad swing, I mean, they kind of laugh at themselves instead of want to take a club and break it over their knee.
Exactly.
That kind of stuff. There's just a little bit more, they're just down the road a little bit further, and they're just not quite as grinding like they used to. They don't have to do it quite that way. They still do it because of the love of the game, the competitiveness, wanting to win a title, to still beat these guys who are still so very, very good on a tremendous world-class golf course. That always means something to these guys, and that's always a lot of fun to see how they deal with the golf course and stuff. So, yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of fun. It really is. You know, Shane, I've often said this, about if you had it to do all over again, and you could have picked anything other than baseball, for instance, because we were baseball guys, mm-hmm. and you went a lot further, obviously, than I did in the game of baseball. But be that as it may, we were both baseball guys. Put the time and the effort and the energy, the passion and everything into it. So if you could go back and do it all again, and baseball was off the page because you'd gone down that aisle, I've always thought that golf would have been a really fun thing to try to take a run at. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is because of my experience covering the Wichita Open for 20-some years. I loved, and it's not quite so much this way now, because you get... it's a much higher. It's not even a minor league. It's a bridge league that is the play is much higher than it even was back in the day. But there were so many really, really young guys and gals, if they were boyfriend, girlfriend, and stuff like that, mm-hmm. that would be out on this tour, and there was kind of a vagabond feel of it. You know, you get in your car, you go to Springfield next, and then you're on to Omaha, mm-hmm. and as a young golfer, you know, 21, 22, 23, 24, right out of college, wouldn't that have been a fun thing to kind of go chase that dream? And you know, when you're young, you don't care about how much money you have. You just, you know, you want to make sure that you have enough for the next beer, and then you got to get up and work on your game and do that stuff, and you know, and enough to eat. The rest of it, you don't even care about, for goodness sakes.
And in Aaron Wise's case, he wasn't even 21 when he won it last
exactly.
year in Wichita.
Sure.
So. And then you also have Stuart Appleby. Mike Weir exactly. was out there. So you got that mix of, oh, yeah, I remember him. And it's like, all right, who's the next big thing? Where's he coming from? Well, okay, you look to see who's coming from Oklahoma State, who's coming from Texas A&M, who, you know. And if I knew that I would be really good at golf and baseball didn't work out, being out at Crestview this past weekend – made you think, man, it'd be really cool if I was a good golfer and I could come out here and shoot a 66 in front of these guys coming out to watch. Yeah, I think golf.
Yeah, of course, the problem is you got to go out and shoot 66.
And then you got to shoot another 66 to qualify.
Then you got
to
do it again the next day, and you're still looking up at people.
Right.
I realize the incredible pressure that it would put on you. But, man, when you're young and carefree and you're swinging from the heels and, you know, and you're, everything is ahead of you in your life professionally, what a great few years that could have been chasing chasing the sun around, as it were. All right, 9:42, Shane and Bruce with you this morning. Twitter question coming up next, courtesy of Cindio. Hang with us. We're dropping going here this morning. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH. Back in a moment.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.